Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to this notion that there are certain blessings which one gets when one reads one of the very famous surahs of Quran, and that is Surah Yasin. So I'd like to clarify some of the misconceptions that are found vis-a-vis the fact that the Surah Yasin, whenever it is read, it brings about certain blessings for the person who recites it. Now, there are many narratives which say certain things about reciting Surah Yasin. I have selected some of these and I'd like to present them before you, and also present the comments of people regarding the narratives so that the scholars of Hadith, their comments are brought before us. They are brought to light, and then we are able to judge that none of these narratives has any proper and correct ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one of these narratives is in Sunan of Imam Tirmizi, and it is from Imam from Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه, and he reports from the Prophet and the word of this narrative are Anas reports from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل شيء قلبا وقلب القرآن ياسين ومن قرأ ياسين كتب الله له بقراءتها قراءة القرآن Ashra Marrat. So a simple translation would be that each thing has a heart, and the heart of the Quran is Surah Yasin. And whoever reads Surah Yasin, the Almighty ordains for him as if he had read the Quran 10 times. The reward of reading Surah Yasin is as if he had read the whole of the Quran 10 times. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that there is a majhul, an unknown narrator found in the chain of narration of this narrative, and he is Harun Abu Muhammad. So he's a majhul narrator. Our muhaddisun, scholars of hadith, they say that we know nothing about who this person is. And of course, when a person is majhul, a person is unknown in the chain of narration of a narrative, then that narrative cannot be properly ascribed at all to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, another narrative is from Musnad Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And this narrative is from Markal ibn Yasar. He reports from the Prophet and he says, "Wa yasin kalbul Quran. لا يقرأها رجل يريد الله تبارك وتعالى والدار الآخرة إلا غفر له وقرأوها على موتاكم." The translation of these words are that Yasin is the heart of the Quran, and as soon as a person reads the Surah Yasin and he wants the pleasure of the Almighty, and also he intends to have a place in the hereafter, he is forgiven. And next words are وَقْرَهُهَا عَلَى مَوْتَاكُمْ. You should read Surah Yasin over your dead people. So this is what this narrative says. And again, I would say that in this particular narrative, there is again an unknown person. So in the chain of narration, after Mu'tamir, the words are Mu'tamir an Abihi and Rajulin an Abihi. So an Rajulin, of course, here means that there's a person who is unknown. We don't know who that person is, and he's not been named here. And as a result, this narrative, of course, cannot be relied upon, because in this chain of narration, there is a person of whom we have no knowledge of. So therefore, this narrative also does not hold any ground, and we cannot properly ascribe it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, there's another narrative which is found in Tafsir al-Wasit of Al-Wahidi, and this narrative is from Ubay ibn Ka'b. He reports from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man qara surata Yasin wa huwa fi sakarat al-maut aw karibin 'inda ja'ahu khazin al-janna bi sharbatin min sharab al-janna fasaqaha iyyahu wa huwa 'ala firashihi fayashrabu fayamut rayyan wa yub'asu rayyan wa la yahtaju ila hawdin min hiyaz al-anbiya." So a translation of this narrative would be that whoever reads Surah Yasin when he's in his dying moments, or he's about to die, the God of heaven comes to him with a sip of the sharab or the drink of heaven, and he feeds him with that sip, and while he's lying down, so he drinks that, and then he dies in the state that his thirst has been totally quenched. وَيُبْعَسُ رَيَّانَ. And when he's raised on the day of judgment, he will find himself totally quenched. And وَلَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ هَوْزٍ مِّنْ هَيَازِ الْجَنَّةِ. He will have no need for the fountains of the various prophets, who of course would be assigned a fountain. And he would not require that fountain, because his thirst would already have been quenched. Now again, this narrative is a subject of severe criticism. And Hafiz ibn Hajar, he says that one of the narrators of this narrative is Yusuf ibn Atiyah. He is matruk, which means he has been abandoned. He cannot be relied upon absolutely. And another person which is found in his chain of narration is Harun ibn Kathir. And Imam ibn Abi Hatim, who is a very, very, very celebrated authority of Rijal, he says that he is majhul. And that would mean that he is an unknown person. We don't know anything about that person. So a narrative which has a person who is matruk and a narrative which has a person who is majhul, of course, we can only understand how far it is away from the truth and how far it cannot be properly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I have read out a couple of narratives before you to just delineate the fact that almost all narratives which spell out certain blessings of reading Surah Yasin, none of them are correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And unfortunately, we Muslim people are often bent upon reading Surah Yasin for these purposes that are spelled out here. Of course, reading Surah Yasin is something which will earn us great reward. But then the purpose of reading Surah Yasin should be that we understand its message. We understand what it says to us. We understand its directives. We apply its directives to us. We follow the commandments which are spelled out. And we follow the various things which are found in the Surah Yasin. So if Surah Yasin has to be read, then it has to be read so that we can obtain guidance from it. There is no correctly ascribed narrative of the Prophet which says that Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran, or that reading Surah Yasin entails such and such blessings. As I said, these three main narratives, all of them do not have a correct inscription, ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.